going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
I'm actually shocked that you're jumping a lot, because you had a late last night.
I got about 5 hours of sleep last night.
You should wait to the big Smash benefit.
I did.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, but it's
time.
Well,
you got pep in your step. I'm impressed. And you still have the wristband on.
That's I do. Oh,
well, I'm glad to know that you're over 21.
It's time to check in with Joel from Seattle. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Steve, Joel is in the house, and it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, see ya.
For those playing along at home, Joel has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which animal changes colors to blend in with its surroundings?
Pass.
Who is Bart Simpson's best friend?
Pass.
Which planet has the shortest day?
The sun?
No.
Saturn?
No.
Jupiter?
Yes, Jupiter. Al Pacino turned 85 today. What year was he born?
Must have been 1945?
No.
46.
No.
Pass.
What was Van Halen's first and only number one single on the Billboard U.S. singles chart?
I'm not having a good...
Joel?
Pass.
You are number one.
Joel, I think you need some caffeine,
in
buddy.
Our hearts. I wish I could have been a phone-a-friend.
I know, right? Wow. It's okay.
Migsy in the house.
You know what? I say Joel needed some caffeine. I think Steve is covered with the caffeine because he walks in with a big old mug of coffee.
I did. Yeah. I did. I needed it. That's why.
That's your think juice.
Yeah. I mean, some would call it that. Not me, but some would call it that.
Are you ready?
All right.
Which animal changes colors to blend in with its surroundings?
That's a chameleon.
It is. Who is Bart Simpson's best friend?
Milhouse?
Yes.
Is
Which
it?
Planet has the shortest day?
Which planet? I would go with Uranus, Taryn.
No, sir.
Jupiter?
Yes. Oh. Al Pacino turned 85 today. What year was he born?
Oh, crap. 1940?
Yes. What was Van Halen's first and only number one single on the Billboard U.S. singles chart?
Jump.
It was. What house does Harry Potter belong to?
Is he a Hogwarts
guy? He is not.
Oh. Is he a Gryffindor?
He is.
Look at that.
What is the leaf of a fern called?
A ferny leaf.
No.
A clover?
No.
A fern dog?
No. Which president did Charles Gateau shoot?
Excuse me, what?
Which president did Charles Gateau shoot?
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Taft.
No.
Grover Cleveland.
No. What type of juice is used in a salty dog drink?
Lime juice.
No.
Lemon juice.
No.
Cranberry juice?
No. Steve.
Jalapeno juice? Pickle no. juice.
You got six correct. You've been doing a lot of sixes lately. But that is a win. 6-1.
Yes.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Wait, 6-1?
6-1. It did not go well for Joel.
He needs caffeine. He was like, again, it was like 7 seconds in between answers.
Does he have phone issues?
No.
He never.
I didn't think they were. I mean, they were very hard questions. What am I saying? I mean, most people would probably only get one right.
Most people. Yeah. He never made it to question number 7, which was the leaf of a fern is called a frond. The president that Charles Gateau shot was James Garfield, of course.
Okay.
And the juice used in a salty dog is grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit.
You get down with some grapefruit?
Not really. I remember trying to like have what's the drink with vodka and grapefruit juice?
Like a Greyhound?
Yes. Yeah. I remember trying to drink those. I'm like, this is
not for you.
No, like why I don't like grapefruit juice.
Well, what are you going to drink when we go to Sunrise de Mayo?
I don't know, because they have a lot of stuff as options. So I think it's just going to just go there, assess the situation, and pick something out.
I'm so excited. We're doing Sunrise de Mayo at the Red Dog in Puyallup a week from tomorrow, Steve. It is May 3rd. We're going to get there at noon. It's going to be a great time. People can bring dogs. They can bring children. They can bring anybody that they want.
They could bring their thinking caps, because we will play Beat Migs while we're there.
And you typically don't do very well in person.
No.
Get all the details on the party at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message at your leisure. And it is, every day, an absolute treat to check those voice messages, Steve.
Yeah, some are rather interesting. Somebody wants to talk a little beef tongue.
Mm.
And somebody also needs our help when it comes to celebrating his wedding anniversary.
We're going
to
slide into our VMs after Nirvana.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Step one is to download the Odyssey app to your smartphone. Step two, leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. Very easy to do, and it's a blast checking those messages, Steve.
We got a good one about somebody who's a little stressed about their upcoming wedding anniversary. We'll get to that one in a second because they need our help. But first, let's start off with this voice message through our Odyssey app.
Hola, bicholas. I always pee when I poop. Remember, there's a delay. Good day. I say good day.
Thank you.
Man, some of the listeners for the men's room are just unhinged.
I don't like this feature anymore, guys.
Oh, you don't like knowing this information?
I always pee when I poop.
No!
Well, tell us what... No. we'll just leave it at that.
Back away slowly.
All right, let's go to the next voice message.
Beef tongue, the only food that tastes you.
Ooh.
I think he said beef tongue, the only food that tastes you.
We learned that yesterday, Danny and I did.
Yeah, so we talked about how the men's room listeners are unhinged, but I think our listeners are also unhinged.
Oh, yeah. As well.
So yesterday, we did our nasty food challenge where we found all these nasty sandwiches that were once, I don't know if they were popular or they were just a necessity back in the day, like in the early 1900s during the Great Depression. And we found a few of them. We put them on a wheel. We spun the wheel. And then we had to eat whatever it landed on. Mm-hmm. And yours landed on beef tongue.
Yeah.
And so you tried it. And Danny tried it as well, and this is how it sounded. Okay, so you have it all ready to go. Let's see what you think. I love the look of concern on her face as she's putting her mouth on this thing.
I know.
All right, so what's
don't
the
throw
product?
It, please.
It's just a little bit of a weird texture.
Okay.
Does it taste good?
It's good. There's some. I put some mustard on there, sourdough bread. I toasted it. You know,
how heavy-handed were you on the mustard?
Pretty heavy-handed.
Danny, do you want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I can't, unfortunately. Dietary reasons.
Oh, yeah.
It's not vegan.
All right.
It's not terrible.
All right.
Oh, that was a good size bite.
He went in aggressively. He took a huge bite.
That's delicious.
You like it?
You actually like it?
Yeah. I don't think there's a weird texture.
It's not too bad?
I might eat that whole thing, actually.
Did you end up eating the whole thing?
I didn't.
You did have a second bite, though.
I did have a second bite, but then I feel like mine kind of just ruined my taste buds for the rest of the morning. Yeah. I was just like, you know, I don't need any more of this.
Even I had the brown sugar. I had a weird aftertaste for like the rest of the day. I'm like, you know what? I'm never doing that again.
No, thank you.
I go home. My wife's like, well, did you try the beef tongue sandwich? I'm like, do you think I'm going to go back to eating meat for that reason?
That would be the one that breaks you?
I mean, a Dick's burger? Absolutely. I might go home one day and be like, babe, I just said F it and I got myself a Dick's Deluxe. But I'm not going to go home and be like, Taryn made beef tongue sandwich. So I said, you know what? Screw it. I'm going
to
eat it.
Had to have it.
All right. We got another voice message.
Good morning, everyone. I just had a quick random question for you guys. What is the best thing you've ever done for an anniversary?
All right, his phone. So it sounded like, what is the best thing you've ever done for an anniversary?
Well, our honeymoon was a year after we got married. So it was kind of, I mean, it was literally to the day on our 1 year wedding anniversary. We went to Costa Rica.
What?
It was awesome. Like 10 out of 10, would do it again in a heartbeat.
I'm glad you said that because I honestly, we have not done anything good for an anniversary. And maybe it's on me. Neither one of us really that care. But on our 1 year anniversary, that's when we had our actual honeymoon. We went to Hawaii. All right, let's hear more from our rockaholic.
I asked this question because my wife came up to me last night talking about our 10-year wedding anniversary that's coming up in a couple months, and we were playing with the idea of going to, like, Bellevue or Seattle.
10-year anniversary, you're going to go to Bellevue?
Go to Costa Rica.
Coming up from Skagit County and just going to, like, a nicer restaurant.
Oh.
And she went up to me and said, I don't want to do any of that crap. I just want to go to Dave & Buster's, eat some crap food, and play video games. And I looked at her and I said, that is the best freaking idea. Let's do it. So anyway, what about you guys? What was your favorite time?
I mean, Dave & Buster's does sound very fun, almost as exotic as Costa Rica.
I'll be honest, when he said that his wife wants to go to Dave and Buster's and just eat some crap food, I'm like, oh, wait, they've been married for almost 10 years. Because I was about to say, put a ring on that woman because she's a keeper, right?
How long have you been married now? Oh my God,
yes!
Steve.
Yes!
I have to do math.
Is it that difficult?
It's coming up on 15.
No, of marriage? Wow.
I am such a freaking idiot. I'm trying to do the math and I remember I got married in 2010. Oh. It's really not that hard to do math based off of an even number like that.
That's very convenient for you.
Yeah. I'm glad you saved that, Steve.
Yeah, just when you put this on the air, can you just trim that long pause?
Sure.
Perfect.
The NFL draft is underway in Green Bay and the residents of that town, they're making some coin off of this.
They are
the coolest
geniuses.
Way. They're very smart.
The cheeseheads are very smart.
We're going to talk to a homeowner about how much he's making at 720.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The 2025 NFL Draft is underway in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I didn't realize it's the smallest city to ever host the draft.
Yeah, I would just assume that because I think Green Bay might be just one of the smallest football markets when you think about it. It's crazy. Have you ever, probably never been to Green Bay?
No, have you?
Bucket list, definitely. Oh. Something I would like to do.
Field trip.
Let's do it. Because I love that the stadium is just like plopped in the middle of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's like houses all around the stadium, which I think is such a cool vibe. Imagine living right there and you're like a season ticket holder.
Oh my gosh, that'd be bananas.
Right?
250,000 people are visiting Green Bay for the draft right now. So locals have figured out a way to make some money off of this.
Yeah, because I saw some of the footage. I'm like, man, it is just rocking over there right now.
This is Fox 6 News in Wisconsin reporting on all the action.
At the corner of Bricolet and Holiday, Mike Lamar has it basically down to a science.
I sit up on my truck, throw the sign on the truck, have some cocktails, and just wait till I'm full.
And at $20 a pop on game days, that happens rather easily.
So what he's doing is getting drunk while people are parking on his front lawn. Yeah.
Perfect.
Have some cocktails and just wait till I'm full.
I love this guy just crushing some cocktails, having a good time.
So it's like the Puyallup Fair.
Dude, 1,000%.
People do that at the fairground? Like, live around the fairgrounds?
Oh, everybody is selling their front lawn as a parking spot. Sometimes it cracks me up because they're charging, in some situations, people are charging more than the actual parking lot that the Washington State Fairgrounds has. And it's like right next door to each other. I'm like, I'm going to go with the Washington Fairgrounds parking as opposed to Joe Bob's.
But then you don't got to deal with the traffic, Steve.
That's true. You can just pull out.
Look, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm good with just one child.
His house is a 10-minute walk from Lambeau Field. That proximity will drive up the price to $100 come draft week.
And that, I saw video footage. Everybody's house has a sign that says parking $100, parking $120. People are, and their front lawns are full.
That's crazy.
It's brilliant.
Very, very smart.
But I guess I got a little nerdy and I went down the wormhole of parking at Green Bay Packers games. And that was like part of like the negotiation with the NFL, I guess, way back in the day. Like, hey, look, we're going to put this stadium in the middle of a neighborhood and then we're going to make it easy for people to find places to park. But it's going to be the community's parking.
That's kind of brilliant and genius and fun.
I would love to know how much, like, in a season they're making, like, as a side hustle.
Do you think that there's anybody that specifically moved to that neighborhood? Like, yeah, this is going to be my side hustle. I'm going to be a parking lord.
There's a good chance there's, like, a wait list for a price season tickets. I wouldn't be surprised if there's, like, I don't know if it's a wait list, but there's people that just constantly check Zillow or one of those home, you know, real estate websites to say, babe, a house is on the market and it's a 7-minute walk from Lambeau Field. We need to get this home. Our mortgage will be paid by parking alone.
It's kind of smart.
It's brilliant.
Well, I know you've probably had some interesting side hustles, ways you've made money over the years.
Oh, I think the weirdest is that I put spandex on the weekends and pretend fight my friends for a couple of bucks.
Sounds like a blast.
Some call it independent wrestling.
So what about you, Rockaholics? We've all had interesting ways we've made money over the years. What is yours? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is that out of the ordinary way that you have made money? 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters. What out of the ordinary way have you managed to make money in your life? 206-803-ROCK. Justin from Port Orchard, what's that out of the ordinary way that you've made some coin?
Yeah, I make AI videos, AI songs, and I post them on YouTube.
And you're making money off of that?
Yeah, I made about a couple $1,000s a month now. Yeah. it surprised me too. I just started making some songs and they weren't very good. And then I made one that was kind of funny. And it's got a couple million views now on YouTube.
Okay, with that, I mean, yeah. if you feel comfortable sharing, if not, no big deal. I always gets weird when you ask people about financials. But after you get, just for example, I've always wondered, you have a million views on YouTube. What does that translate into money? Like how much money are you getting from a million views on YouTube?
I think that really depends on the length of your video. They don't disclose this sort of information. But in my experience, for a 3-minute video, so I get one ad at the beginning of a song. Also, it takes a while to like qualify, so I didn't catch the whole thing. But I think you can make a couple thousand, $3,000 to $4,000 maybe.
Okay, because I'm thinking about getting in the world of children's videos, you know, like, because I see these videos and people have like 40, 50 million views, and I'm like, and they don't even have to like prostitute their own children in these things, so that's nice. Like, guys, I don't want to be one of those parents. But like, some of them, I'm like, this is insane how many views they got. I bet this is their full-time job.
Yeah, I mean, if you could make AI songs that, you know, whatever, it just has to take off. And then mine's kind of geared towards older people, so AI, I call it AI for Baby Shark for boomers.
what's your YouTube page?
It's Artificially Irreverent.
Artificially Irreverent. I'm gonna have to give it a subscribe.
That is very cool.
So your AI songs, real quick, is it like just AI, like they're originals, or is it like parodies, or how do you
the process? So I come up with an idea, I go to ChatGPT, I say, here's my idea for a song. Give it all the details I can. And then it usually gives me garbage. So I'd say anywhere between 60 and 90% of the song, depending on the song, sometimes ChatGPT is not terrible, is mine. And then, you know, there's elements of AI in the lyrics. The music, of course, is 100% AI generated.
I love that you're just like basically having the computer and the robots do all the work for you, which is great because, you know, a lot of people, like, it's a nice turnaround when the robot's doing the work for everyone else. But I have to ask you, I'm looking at your page, Artificially Irreverent, and the one that has the most views, is it dirty? Because I mean, it's the day that my boys touched the ground.
I was wondering if you were going to ask. I didn't think I could say that on the air.
Yeah.
That's the dirtiest part of it. Like, the title is in the dirtiest part.
So is it safe for work?
Is it safe for, I mean, maybe a KISW is safe for work.
I don't know. What about Daddy's on the OnlyFans? How's that one?
That one, there's no swearing in that. Yeah, that one's good. That one, there's no swearing in that. That one should be fine.
That one's got thousands upon thousands of views. I am very curious.
Yeah.
And so the video, the music, and the lyrics are all written by the robots.
The lyrics on this one are probably about 70% mine.
Okay, let's check it out.
Worked hard all his life till the money ran out. Then he hatched himself a plan that's the talk of the town. Daughter's off to college with her hopes set high. Got that first tuition bill, damn near broke down and cried. Books, housing, meals, oh, it all adds up. Gotta find a way to turn a real quick buck.
Side hustles.
Selling plasma.
Right?
He tried Uber rides.
Bills just keep
coming like the rising tide. Then late one night while he was scrolling in bed, he found his salvation on the World Wide Web. He bought a real nice webcam and a fancy ring light. Got it positioned out in the barn just right. Bound and determined to help his daughter reach her dreams. He took a deep breath and he started that scream.
This is my new favorite country song.
They're mostly country songs right now, yeah.
Honestly, with our AI songwriting, I feel like country music is like is where it's at its best.
Can I ask? Can I ask a favor? Can you write a pop punk song about the Daily Mix Show?
I'll work on that today.
Yeah! Justin, you rock! Thanks so much for all the intel.
Well, this daddy needs to start an OnlyFans because I just got the bill for kindergarten next year. I'm like, what? How are we gonna afford this, there, babe?
Good luck to you.
Time for me to start a AI YouTube page.
A HomelyFans.
That is so HomelyFans. Yes, absolutely. That's crazy.
That's so cool.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about out of the ordinary ways we've made money. That is
fantastic.
Very impressive.
Yeah, but the one about the boys touching the ground has over 2 million views. Click like and subscribe on YouTube. Somebody texted and said, back in high school, I used to scoop horse manure put down the bedding and new horse stalls. I made enough money during that time to afford gas and beer on the weekends. Go Enum Claw.
I mean, people pay a lot of money to board their horses, so I can understand that.
I think you say people pay a lot of money to scoop horse poop.
That'd be a really weird fetish, Steve.
Another person said, in college, I would drive from Pullman back to Edmonds on the weekends, plant trees for $20 an hour, $15 per tree. I also paid my gas to go to and from. It was like $600 on the weekends as a broke-ass college kid. Saved my bacon, to be honest.
Wow.
And then my favorite one is this guy said, I went to South Seattle Community College for metal fabrication. I got really good at making metal roses out of steel and brass, and they would cost me about $8 to make a dozen of them. So on Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Christmas, I would sell six for $35 or a dozen for $60. In the first year, I made about $900. After that, over a grand.
That's, I would pay more than that.
Yeah.
For those. That sounds awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, would you like a shot at beating Steve this morning? Were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40 during the men's room, perchance? 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.